I'm Jennifer Castoldi, and today I am here with Michelle Klein of Klein Designs, a design studio based in the UK. So thanks for joining us today, Michelle.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
It's great to have you. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and also about your design studio?
Yes. Well, my background, I actually did a degree in printed textiles for fashion at St. Martin's School of Art, and I specialised in surface pattern. So I actually worked in the fashion industry when I came out of college. I worked as a freelance designer selling to the rag trade in London, and then later coming to New York and selling to the swimwear converters in New York and various other people. But I did the switch over to paper and stationery and giftware when I actually exhibited at Certex for the second time, and they had separated the areas of fashion, furnishing, and then paper. And we actually attracted a large amount of people for that area, for giftware. And that's when I did the switch, although I was still selling to some of the fabric converters, but we actually switched to being a company that licenses rather than a company that sells outright, as it was sort of more lucrative because you could sell a design to more than one product, for more than one product, to different territories, and therefore you made more money on it.
Excellent. So what type of product categories do you work with?
We essentially work with gift bags, gift wrap, boxes. We've done a lot in paper tableware. We've done things for melamine products as well. And we've done things for scrapbooking, that type of area as well.
Okay, excellent. And which types, so you'll be going to Certex this May.
Yeah.
What type of people do you hope to see there while you're exhibiting?
Well, obviously because the show, because Certex is linked to the stationery, National Stationery Show, we typically get a lot of people from that area coming to see us. However, there used to be a lot of people from the fabric converters in New York, which sort of petered off in the last, I would say, 5 years. But they seem to have been coming back, and there are more of those people coming to the show. We're attracting quite a lot of the sort of furnishing people, homeware people, like Crate and Barrel, all the, you know, Walmart. I mean, they do come to the show on a regular basis, but they typically use manufacturers to buy the designs for them, but they actually are coming themselves now to the shows and I think starting to deal directly with people at the show.
Oh, very interesting. So do you have any special design launches that you'll be doing at Certex?
Well, we'll be launching our Christmas 2013 collections and also our new everyday collections, which includes birthday, really all occasions, florals, all sorts of sort of contemporary designs.
Excellent. And you must have your finger on the pulse since you are an international company. So the pulse of what's going on in the design world. Are there any specific international trends you've been keeping your eye on of late?
Well, there seems to be, at the moment, print is everything. It's on everything. It's on every surface. You know, really quite colourful. There's, you know, sort of a floral frenzy of which encompasses anything from sort of, you know, sort of type ethnic influence florals and patterns, to sort of vintage 50s style florals, and you know, you've got that whole Louis Vuitton look with the sort of cut out flowers in the lace and the organza, which is coming through. So you've got these layers of floral flower heads, essentially, that are layered to create a different feel, a more feminine feel, essentially. And then you've got a very big sort of ultra bright trend, which is quite a lot of colour blocking with very bright colours, sort of mandarin, raspberry, lime, electric blue, sort of like a sunshine yellow. And in that sort of look, it's either colour blocked with nude or black and white, or you might be sort of have degradé effects like we saw in sort of Jonathan Saunders, where the colours sort of fade into one another. And there's quite a lot of paisley overlaid on that as well. So there's a different look. It could be very clean colour block, you know, very clean cut design, or it could be a little bit more ethnic with some paisleys thrown in. But essentially very, very colourful. And, you know, anything goes, really. I think colours are sort of juxtaposed with fluo brights as well. So in your tribal trend, you might have quite a big ethnic feel, but it might have accents of fluo, pinks and yellows to just give it a bit of edge. And then you've also got the sorbet colours, the sort of mint, lemon, that sort of combination seems to be really popular, together again with the nude and white.
So there's a lot of activity and excitement going on in your world.
Yes, absolutely. And then you've got the digital. You've also got all the digital prints, which seems to be really popular. But there is actually there is a throwback to more vintage and more sort of handmade looks, especially in sort of cards and that sort of area. So whereas, you know, a lot of people have been selling digital design, I think there's a throwback to a bit more artwork, where things have to be scanned to get that sort of texture and dimension of sort of an old-fashioned look. And then following through, when the cards are being made, they're using a lot of, you know, add-ons, tip-ons and things like that to create that handmade look.
Mm-hmm. So visitors to Surtex can come and see all these new designs at your booth?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what else do you think prospective attendees will benefit from by attending the show?
Well, first of all, they're part of one of the best surface design showcases in the world. And, you know, as we're attached to the National Stationery Show, they've got the opportunity to look at the finished product and also where it all started at the design with the designers and the people that are initiating the trends and what's going to be seen in the shops, you know, tomorrow, really, and next year.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us, and I look forward to meeting you in person in May.
Yes, absolutely. Look forward to it.